Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, his first letter. And some in the Corinthian church were saying that there was no physical resurrection from the dead. Two reasons come to the surface for this belief in no resurrection from the dead. First, there was the Gnostic and paganistic thinking of the times that said that the physical flesh, the physical body, was undesirable. It was inherently evil, and the only thing important and godly was the spiritual side of the person, so there was no need for a physical resurrection from the dead. As part of the reason behind the strange marital practices that we discussed way back in chapter 7. The second reason was that some of the people just couldn't figure out how a physical resurrection would take place. So the thought of it, well, it just seemed ridiculous. And when there is no confidence or assurance in what's going to take place in the future, then we will surely run to the ways of the world, which offer immediate gratification, which explains the immorality of chapter 6. If there's no eternal, lasting implication to how we are to live, then why bother with a selfless and holy lifestyle? If there's no fixation and focus and eye to the future, if there's no knowledge of the future, then there will not be resolve and determination in the present, except for the determination to do your own thing and seek the most comfort and leisure as you possibly can for the moment. So chapter 15 is a defense and an explanation of the resurrection of the believer, which crescendos at the end with a full-throated imperative command of be steadfast and always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your work in the Lord is not in vain. Today when you pray, please pray for Tyler Brantley and his family, our missionaries in Argentina. And also remember the Sikagulu LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.